Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preach in Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled, Who is This?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The Gospel of the Lord. You can probably recall hearing the parable of the Good Samaritan and being asked to ponder whether you'd walk past the suffering victim who represents Jesus, or whether you'd stop and help him. Today, however, try this. Instead of imagining yourself as one of the passers-by, envision yourself in the role of the broken one. There you are, in a ditch beside the road. Imagine yourself robbed, beaten. The attack only stopped because the robbers think you're dead. You're out there in the desert sun. You're in agony. And finally, one of your co-workers approaches, and then someone from your parish, but not only do they not stop to help you, they seem unwilling to even see you. They glance your direction and then look away. They're afraid. They're busy rushing to the dentist or the office or to pick up the kids from soccer practice. And you, alone and injured, you realize that you could die here. You will die here unless you get help. And then here comes someone. He's not your relative, not your friend. Doesn't go to your church. In fact, considering the bad relations between Jews and Samaritans of Jesus' area, this person probably looks a little scary to you. Go ahead, close your eyes and picture someone you'd be very surprised to get help from. Tattooed and pierced, skin a lot darker than yours or a lot lighter. Resident of a part of town that you avoid, maybe someone from that other group. For many of us today, these are our Samaritans, people we just don't naturally think of as good. And yet, this person gathers you up tenderly, binds your wounds, takes you away from the road of death and despair to a place of healing. He even promises to return and check on you soon. You figured it out now, certainly. We, you and I, are the broken, the alone. So we look for salvation from the traditional places, but do we also recognize God's face when it appears in the untraditional places? I wonder sometimes whether I would recognize the Samaritan who comes to my aid. But everyone, unless we can acknowledge our own brokenness and existential aloneness, unless we can see the face of the living Christ in each robbery victim and in each passerby, I'm afraid we won't find him anywhere. Christ is the Samaritan, the unexpected one, the one moved with compassion, the one who binds our wounds and carries us to the place of safety and promises to return for us. Christ is the one who doesn't turn away. He turns to, encouraging us to find in even the most implausible disguises his face and God's grace. Brothers and sisters, each of us is both broken person, the one who needs help, and Samaritan, that unexpected helper. Today, may we respond to God's saving gift by loving God with our whole selves, heart and soul and strength and mind. And may we be that love in the world when we need healing and when we give it. So first, then, may we recognize Jesus Christ when he comes to us.